Eagle in the Morning with Patch and Amy.
You keep hearing Facebook trying to do all these things. Now they're trying to start a feature called Local Market, where you'll be able to buy and sell things like Craigslist, eBay, stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And they don't know when they're going to launch a new feature. It's just in talks right now. Why don't they just do what they do best and just let it be Facebook? When you try to be everything to everyone, you lose because you're not fully focused on what you're doing well.
And it goes to thing you prove with lots of different things. It's like with radio stations, because we play everything, and like, and you got Bob Seger playing, and then the next song's like Kanye West and stuff. Yeah. Like, it just doesn't work.
No.
Like, just do what you do and do it well.
It's weird to me because I don't really use Facebook that much as far as like I don't do anything besides talk to my friends on Facebook. I actually probably use Messenger more than now that it's a separate app.
Yeah.
I use Messenger more than I use Facebook because I'm in a few group chats with different friends like all over the country.
Yeah.
Other than that, like we put pictures up, or, you know, it's like if you look at my Facebook page, it's like one post from me from the weekend. And then before that, it's just stuff that people have posted to me or I'm tagged in. It's not.
Because I know that I share stuff on my Instagram to my Facebook, but for me to actually physically post something on my Facebook, like some comment or, you know what I mean, or some status.
You
and stuff,
say that, it's the same thing.
Well, it is, but I don't go on there and make, cause not so much, take the photo thing out of it. I'm not talking about the photos. I'm just like, make, you know, you see people on there going, you know, oh, I'm going to the store today, or I'm doing this and doing it. Like, I don't physically post stuff like that on there, and I haven't posted anything on there for a long
what
time.
What else does, like, I never played games off of Facebook. Mm-mm. Just be Facebook. Just let people post pictures and interact with, like, why is, we need to do all this stuff. We're going to buy and sell. They do have, I know, and I know they have for Delaware and for different towns, like they'll group three or four towns together that you can go on, and it's like, radio used to have them where you could buy and sell stuff on air.
Uh-huh.
Tradio, they call it.
Yeah. Our news talk station, Delaware 105.9, still do it? They still do
it. They still do Tradio?
Yeah.
When do they do that?
It's over a Saturday. I think it's a Saturday morning. I think they do that.
Those are the best. Those are the best shows to prank call. Because the hosts are usually so dopey, they don't know what's happening. You can throw them off. Who hosts it?
Fran.
No, he does.
Yeah, he does.
When is it?
It's a Saturday morning, I think.
Saturday morning, you can prank call our sister station 105.9. Talk to Fran.
Yeah, he'll love that.
You buy and sell stuff on the air. How do you even do that at this age? It's like all old people that call in.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I have a push lawnmower.
I want $50 for it.
Yeah, that's right. I know some police stations, Harrington was doing it, that if you're buying stuff off of Craigslist and don't want to meet the person at their house or your house, you can meet them at the police. You have to give them a heads up, but you can meet them there.
I remember I had some, I sold some old DJ stuff. And
to a creeper?
Well, no, but he was kind of, you know, when someone's just, you have that shady vibe about somebody, like, you know, and he was, and then when he said, oh, I want the stuff, I'm going to come back tomorrow for him. I'm like, okay. And then I get worried that he's been in the garage and he's checked
it. He's casing,
you know, but, and he tried to say, oh, can I pay you by a check? And I'm like, no, it has to be cash.
Yeah.
But he did come back the next day with cash and he did buy the stuff. But he just gives you that little, you know, and you don't think about it. You're trying to sell something and then afterwards you think, oh, that might not have been such a good idea.
I bought a Pilates machine from someone, which I didn't use. I didn't use it all.
Uh-huh.
But so I go to this woman's house to buy it. And she has it on her front porch, and she gets in it, and it's the one, you know, the Pilates machine I'm talking about. It's like real low to the ground. You lay on it. It's got the moving thing.
Mm-hmm.
She hooks her feet into the straps, and she's trying. I'm like, I can Google moves I need to do, because she has shorts on, and she is like you hook the straps into your legs, and you lay straight, and then you spread your legs apart, like open, and then bring them up, and then put. And she's doing this over and over again.
No.
Like, I don't want to watch this happen. It was so uncomfortable. Never again.
So desperate to try to sell it to you.
I'm already here. I already drove. I put the seats down in the back of my car. I'm not going to put them back up.
Yeah, I don't need a demo. I'm all good.